Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lost off through the rich in Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armel.
And I'm Molly Malshine.
We are here to talk about Taylor in time. Did you notice in all the photos, no bangs?
No bangs. Her bangs are pushed back. She's famously had bangs for a while now. She's been like the bangs girl. Do you think her bangs work?
I think she is the smartest person on earth, except when it comes to looking cool.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
But that's part of her charm now. She's like, you don't have to look cool. You just have to be passionate and real. And it's like, yeah,
why not? The thing is, stylistically, she looks better without bangs, but
except in those photos.
Well, that's a different issue. But in terms of like spiritually, she is bangs.
She is. No. Like, for real, though, like, that's like the costume for next Halloween should be everyone is like a bang of Taylor's. Like, all girl groups should be one wisp of Taylor's bangs and just go out as wisp. Like, would it be a girl gang of her bang?
She is bangs. Like, she is
little. No, she's that's incredible. That's exactly. Well, and so a la last episode, we talked about the clip. I don't know if you saw it. I posted it in the Patreon of Taylor and Ice Spice hearing Demi Lovato for the first time. Lol. There's a clip that's been going around, a prelude to this photo shoot, where it's like Taylor's, I don't know, she must be like 17. It's an interview moment where she's talking to someone and she's like, yeah, they just like have me show up and they dress me. She's talking like what it's like to be like styled. And then she's like, the one thing they can't touch is my bangs. Like, you can't touch my hair. That's the only thing. And then cut to, it's like 2 years later. And she's like, basically, I walked into Vogue. They started styling me. And they were like, can we cut your hair? And she's like, well, it's Vogue. Do whatever you want. And that's what started the bangs. So I thought, even like with that in mind, was she like, hey, you guys, I have an idea. Like, I've gotten famous now being bangs. But now as time person of the year, like, I'm ready to bare my forehead again.
Right. Right. I mean,
I was like showing it all, telling it all, even in my forehead.
And her hair is super natural. Her hair looks totally air dried. And the reason why these photos... someone who's a photo
they look
editor
bad. I think they look bad.
Yeah, they do. A photo editor posted about like a huge thread about why they're so bad, and they said it's probably not because the photographers are Inez and Vinood, which is like two of the most respected and prolific fashion photographers in the game.
It's possible that you come to a show sometime and seen us be bad. It's like everybody's got an off day, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, yeah.
And this person was saying Time might have been in charge of post-production, and they changed, like, something that's really weird about it is the color grading on it. Like,
it looks like it's grayscale.
Yeah, it looks grayscale. And here's what I think is weird. Now, I don't know if this is hack to say, because it feels like something that's probably been said a gazillion times before, but when Taylor poses for when she's trying to look cool in a spread, she does this Napoleon Dynamite face. Right? And she's got that thing where she doesn't close her top lip all the way, ever. Me and my mom are rewatching Real Housewives of New Jersey, and there's this daughter on the show who's got that thing where your top lip never touches your bottom lip when you're at rest, and your teeth are always out. And that's kind of like your top teeth are always out.
But see, I think that's more of a fiance style.
A fiance gum. Yeah.
A fiance gum style.
Yeah. Fiance gums. If anyone follows me on Instagram, I posted the thing that was like Taylor Swift makes music for girls whose gums look like this. It's when your gums are really big. But the teeth showing is not a fiance gum. It's a different phenomenon. And I don't think she always looks like that. It's just like her editorial photo that she does. But here's, or her pose that she does. But here's what
you think she's, you think she's literally going like.
Yeah. She's trying to do like a sexy face. We've all done it. You know, we've all done it.
Yeah, but I like to think that we were more successful. I mean, she's the most successful, but like she can't have them all. And I don't think she's winning sexy face is all I'm saying.
No. J-Lo is always. But then also there was her, the one with her armpits that was very armpit forward. I don't know why they picked that one. But
well, that one to me feels like, per the article anyway, I feel like that where she's like, women have armpits, like let her rip.
Yeah. I think that one of the big issues was that they didn't draw her eyebrows on because she and I are both similarly fair haired and fair skinned, and you can't just leave our eyebrows off. You can't. You have to put some muscle behind the eyebrows, and that's what also looks so weird on in these photos.
I've been beating this drum for years now. Where have all the eyebrows gone?
I know, but also there's a difference between bleached eyebrows and shitty natural eyebrows, which is what I have and Taylor has.
So I do feel like what we're saying, though, is kind of circling around a point, which is also why Taylor has become so famous, which is like she actually, this is a photo shoot that's like, aside from the weird color grading, like it's natural.
It's supposed to look natural. It's and like that one where she's leaning over with the multiple collars on. It's Napoleon Dynamite to me. It's the only thing I can think of is Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, and it's like instead of like, I brought my nunchucks, it's like, I brought my cat.
Yes, the cat.
Not that like she didn't want to bring the cat, but it's like, you know that she was like, oh my God, this will be how I announce it. Like that was the most Taylor thing ever. Like Time Magazine called, Taylor, we want to award you woman of the, can I bring my cat? And it's like, you normie.
That was her tweet, yeah. The thing that this whole story and also like my deep dives into Travis Kelce, he's the corniest person alive. And
no,
like
they
this
are
story,
like I've never been so like, wow, this is like God doing God's work.
Yes, they belong together because they are both such cornballs. Like she tweeted that thing. Oh, you can be Time Person of the Year. Can I bring my cat? It's very like 5 years ago, internet jokes. And there was that really, really funny tweet that someone said, like, every time she gives an interview, it gives off the vibe of a homeschooled kid trying to figure out what slang is still cool, like testing out the slang. She said this was the thing that has been really haunting my brain ever since this came out and went viral and everyone's talking about it is this quote. This all started when Travis very adorably put me on blast on his podcast, which I thought was metal as hell.
Now, I had such a different reaction than you here.
You liked it. You would say that.
I would say it, and it made me go like, all right, you know what? Looking ugly in Time is metal as hell.
She doesn't look ugly, though. It's just
She does a little. Like, I did my warp thing, and I was, like, fucking stoned the other day, and I couldn't figure out, like, because if you, like, press the Spotify warp, it, like, shows you more stats about what embarrassing songs.
You mean Spotify Wrapped?
Wrapped.
Spotify warp. Yeah, it's wrapped.
Okay, but so if you click like forward, it like tells you that you listen to LaRue another year the most. This time, baby. Okay, it's been a dark night of the soul, but
that no, really like, is well, a dark like, song to still be listening to.
Bro, it was on twice. It was the regular song and then like a trap remix of it ended up on my top five. I love that song, I guess. I didn't even know. But anyway, I went the other way with it. If you scroll up, the artists that are on your list, like they're like, hey, Spotify listeners, like, thank you, whatever. So I was on the heels of reading this article and looking at the pictures going, how does she always get something just a little not cool? And maybe that's cool. Maybe that's what's cool about her. You know, are fanny packs cool? Now they're back, but they weren't for a while. I was getting clowned. You know, so it's like, whatever. Yeah, be you're passionate about what you're passionate about, 1,000%. Do I look cool right now? I don't know. I'm literally still in lieu of Botox. So we're overdraft, so we have hats. But like, maybe that's part of it too, where she's like, I'll be natural, but like hide my head.
Bangs are nature's Botox.
Now that's merch.
Mm-hmm. It hides your wrinkles on your forehead.
That's really good. Now, all I'm saying is it was like a palate cleanser when I saw her Spotify thank you for listening to the club mix of Oh, it was one of the Reputation songs, I guess, I also listened to. It was a dance mix of one of the Reputation songs I really got into. And she was like, hey, like, listeners. And I felt like, oh, like, breath of fresh air. She's in Sparkle. She has bangs. Like, okay, it's Taylor again. Like, thank you. Come back. Like, I was shook by the... Once I got to the end of the article, I was back in love. But, like, this is sort of a new romance for me. And it was sort of... I did get the ick from the photos.
Yeah, yeah. I think both of us were avowed anti-Swifties, and now the Travis thing is pulling us back around. I think we're both embracing the cringe more, which is great. I think that's
well, and,
really...
and per the quote that they bring up in the article, it's a great quote. Like, you don't need to be, you don't need to be cringe about anything in your life. You need to be cringe about the part of you that is cringe or something
right.
like that.
Kill the part that cringes.
Genius.
It is genius. Kill the part that cringes. I mean, that's a really, really important lesson for me with motherhood. I just unironically posted Santa photos to my main feed. I mean, who am I, you know?
Well, so, yeah, like, but I didn't think you were being ironic. The last photo, Daphne looks displeased.
She always looks displeased. She can't really smile in a reactive way yet.
It looks like you and your mom are like, isn't it fun? And she's like, ew.
Yeah, that's par for the course. That's how she always looks.
Scorpio moon shit.
Exactly. It was very funny that she said that something that happened on a podcast was metal as hell, because I don't think anything that ever happened on a podcast ever in the world was metal as hell. If Ozzy Osbourne interviewed Sid Vicious on a podcast, that wouldn't be metal as hell. There's no metal as hell.
Ironically enough, the only podcast that's been metal as hell until Travis made his move was Nick on the Adam Friedland Show with Maddie Healy. That was the last metal, first and last metal as hell. Where the Ice Spice drama all began.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they weren't making fun of her. They all went down. It's crazy that like that became such an issue because they actually didn't insult her whatsoever. That's what's so funny about it.
Yeah, they had no idea who she was.
Who she was. They were making fun of the name Ice Spice.
Yeah, that's, I know. And I don't
her being an Inuit's not even a good joke. They had no idea who she was.
I know, they had no idea. But yeah, metal as hell. She said that Reputation was a goth punk meditation on something or other. I was like, wow, for someone who so deftly sashays between genres, she doesn't know what most of them are. She doesn't know what metal is. She doesn't know what goth is. She doesn't know what punk is, which is fine.
Yeah. But well, I think what's so funny. Metal about her, though, is that she's kind of like reinventing the narrative.
What?
I feel like that's like part of even what the article was saying. It's like, even that cringe quote, it's like, not only does she sashay through genres, but she reinvents the mediums. She reinvents everything she does in a way that is like, you did tweet or you did post something that I saw that I was like, oh, I want to talk about that. I don't know if I agree. What was the other Insta you posted where it was like
trickle down feminism?
Yeah, I want to talk about that. In what way did you think the article was trickle down feminism? I don't really get that.
Not the article, just her quote about how she's making money, her making money. And Beyonce making money and Barbie making money. She's basically saying, I'm trying to find where it actually is. Okay. She says, what has existed since the dawn of time? A patriarchal society. What fuels a patriarchal society? Money, flow of revenue, the economy. So actually, if we're going to look at this in the most cynical way possible, feminine ideas becoming lucrative means that more female art will get made. It's extremely heartening. It's like, yeah, she's right. It's true. But it's also a little bit of a whitewashing of her charging gazillions of dollars for the tickets and the fact that people were spending thousands just to see her in concert and people were pissed off about the scalping and everything. It's like, and you know, her private jet use. There are so many things about her that are so, so hyper-capitalist and not amazing yes. for the world, which is fine. But like, it's funny to turn around and be like, well, no, because what I'm doing is girly. It means I'm dismantling the patriarchy. And it's like, I don't know if the private jet is dismantling the patriarchy. You know, like,
maybe this is a stupid question, but before you go on, like, what is trickle down feminism?
It's just a funny joke because
with trickle down meaning like it's not really feminist. It's just kind of like what Republicans say.
Yeah, kind of. Because remember when the Republicans
said...
The
rich people will be able to take care of poor people if they have all the money.
Right, exactly. And she's like kind of arguing, well, me becoming a billionaire means that more women will be able to create art. And it's like,
Well, it's like, it's a little bit like, well, no, I don't even... It's like more women will get paid if your entire crew and staff are women.
Right. Like it's just funny. I just thought it was a funny little play on trickle down feminism was a funny concept to me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with it. That's metal.
Metal as hell.
That's metal as hell. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I liked how, so the writer, Sam Lansky, he's really good. I've met him once or twice because I almost worked at Time Magazine, which is definitely a story for the Patreon.
Oh my God. Adding to the list.
Yeah. And he's really nice and he's great. He's written, I think, a couple books, and the profile was really good. It was very far reaching and everything. And he kind of made this point at the end, which I was really glad that he did this. He said, Swift has told me a story about redemption, rising and falling only to rise again, a hero's journey. I do not say to her in our conversation that it did not always look that way from the outside. That, for example, when Reputation's lead single reached number one on the charts, or yes, when the album sold 1.3 million albums in the first week, second only to 1989, she did not look like someone whose career had died. She looked like a superstar who was mining her personal experience as successfully as ever. I'm tempted to say this, but then I think, who am I to challenge it if that's how she felt? The point is, she felt canceled. She felt as if her career had been taken from her. And then he goes into this thing that, like, maybe this is why people love Taylor so much and they're so obsessed with her, because she kind of gives people a license to live their own truth, which to me is like a Lena Dunham quote, you know, like, my truth always makes me think of Lena Dunham. And I don't know, what do you think about that concept, that like, if you feel canceled, it's true?
Well, I loved it, but not like when you put it like that, it's not exactly what I loved about it. I guess I come from a coaching background. And so like, I have been professionally trained and truly live my life in the way of meeting people where they are. And I don't think it ever leads to any sort of helpful conclusion, or maybe sometimes it does, but I think in general, meeting people where they are, and it's improv, yes, anding where they are, actually allows for whatever is going on to transform into something different. Whereas oftentimes if you say like, no, Taylor, you weren't canceled, in that moment she might be like, now you're canceling me again. It's like, I think what the author was doing was beautifully demonstrating the like larger lesson of like just respecting. It's not like, I know what you mean, like my truth. So like, I felt canceled, so it must be true. And it's like, well, no, it's obviously not true. And that's his point. But he's saying like, I honor your experience and you've moved through it. Like if she was talking about the Eras Tour being like, and I'm still canceled, it would be a little bit like, okay, but Taylor, but she's reflecting, she's talking about her journey. That is how she felt, and that's fair. And I think what it comes down to is a little bit less about like I think she was trying to chalk it up to a Reputation as a flop era, but I think what the article was sort of alluding to, or at least what I was taking from it, was more that it was because of the personal wounding that she felt socially, we got your bangs, that she felt like really down, and therefore the whole world, like the grayscale of the photo shoot, was colored in this sort of this washed out sort of jaundiced look.
Yeah, the thing I always wish for her and for all celebrities is to stop reading their own press and understand how amazing their lives are. Like, no one gets to make a living writing songs about their life. No one gets to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
100%. And if anything, like, the critics' jobs rely on criticism. So like, if people had to pay a buck to have a maybe like different opinion, and they all have that same different opinion, that's just like them surfing the wave.
Right. It's just so greedy to be like, I'm going to have my dream job and make $1 billion and everyone has to like me. It's like,
yeah, but am I remembering this correctly? No, that's not, no, I think it was that period of time was in the midst of the Kim K.
Right.
Who's like trying to, like, I don't think it had anything to do with like the music and her career. I thought she was just like, how dare you try to like bully me.
Well,
and I think
was
because
upset.
She comes from a bullied perspective, like that is her deep wound, Christmas Tree Farm, from the beginning, even if that's the only high school or that's the only school lesson she ever learned. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's like Kim and Kanye were orchestrating a campaign against her. There were people online writing terrible things about her. But like every time she writes a song lyric about someone else, the mass of her fans turns on them. Do you know what
I
mean?
Oh, so that's interesting.
It is a little bit rich to say I was getting canceled within an inch of my life and sanity. That's what she says. When elsewhere in the story, we allude to the way that she mobilized her fans against a bunch of businessmen who were like making deals about her music. It's like, well,
right.
Wait a minute. Like, and she's, because she cares tremendously what people think about her. So she fights yes. fire with fire by mobilizing her fans against people, or at least not stepping in when her fans are like destroying John Mayer's comment section over a relationship that ended more than 10 years ago. So that's why it kind of is, it rings a little bit hollow to me to be like, oh, I was canceled. It was horrible, when it led to more money, more fame, more adulation. And also, how do you get canceled by Kim Kardashian, who is, yes, extremely famous, but the most hated woman in America? Like, that's what I love about Kim, is that she literally doesn't care about the haters. Like, she does not listen at all. She knows that she has a critical mass of people who care about her, whether they like her or dislike her. And she knows that that's enough to make her money and keep her famous. And she's like strong enough to accept that people don't like her. It's very immature to me when celebrities are like really bent out of shape that people don't like them or don't like their work. But you have to be that egotistical to get famous. So it's like a chicken or the egg kind of thing.
Well, and I also think it's an astrology kind of thing. For example, number one, the difference between a Libra sun and a Libra moon. Kim's a Libra sun. So like she is like radiating out to all the people, but she's a Pisces moon. So ultimately she's like a literally in her own inner world, like couldn't care less about anybody, doesn't even know they're there, like is gaslighting as a practice just because she's like, my truth, right, Taylor? And then Taylor is a Cancer moon. So Cancer moons are feeling it. Like Cancer moons are, I mean, I was actually really inspired. She had a statement in the timepiece where she basically said, like, I take my intense emotionality and like use it as fuel, which like I want to just say to all the Cancer moons, like do that instead of hitting the bottle. Like Cancer moons are like, they're all in recovery. They're all struggling with those intense emotions. Like you hurt me. You're not taking care of mommy, you know? And so I think she's a really healthy expression of a Cancer moon, but that is Cancer moon crazy that she's demonstrating there. Like, you don't want to be at my house with mommy? I'll have an Eras tour where I do 1,000 songs and you won't be able to help but love mommy's house. You know what I mean? It's like a little bit mommy dearest, like metal as hell version. But then just for the record, like a Cancer moon, no one here that we're talking about yet is a Cancer moon. I mean, a Libra moon. No one here that we've talked about yet is a Libra moon. But for example, like a Libra moon cares a huge deal about what other people think about them. A Libra rising is relying on their charm. And ultimately that seventh house in Aries, they don't give a fuck about relationships. So the way that the chart turns oftentimes will dictate how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what is it? So, okay. The other big thing that people were talking about with this, every year when Time does their person of the year, it is controversial. It's always gonna piss people off. It's funny because
I guess I haven't paid attention until Taylor. She really is moving the needle for me, trickle down Time magazine. But like,
you definitely you've known before. I'm sure we've discussed it before.
Like what, who else, like give me an example, like who's a controversial Time? George Clooney
in 1941 or 1942? Time's person of the year was Hitler.
Now, because I want to say just on record, I didn't know that. I would love to know what Taylor would think about that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's not supposed to be.
Oh my God.
I know the point is not here's a person we worship, which this story comes across that way. But the point is here is a person who's extremely important this year and consequential to the world and what's going on. So that's why they had Hitler at like the height of World War II. They had Hitler just to be like, this guy, everyone needs to be paying attention because he's doing fucked up shit kind of thing. And
is everyone
going to
flip out in 2004 when it's like, is everyone going to flip out in 2004 when it's like, it's a tie? But I mean, yeah, fuck. this is where it's like, okay, Adderall, I would have just said it right. That's the difference. The difference is I have to cut me being like, what's the word?
Don't cut it. Just leave it. Whatever.
I'll leave
Warts
it. I'll leave it. We're putting it up. But no. I brought my jokes over.
I think I know action. What you're going for.
Is the world going to be upset when Netanyahu gets Time Person of the Year 2024?
Right. So this is the thing. Like every comment section that was talking about this, people was like, why didn't you spotlight someone from Palestine? Or why didn't you spotlight someone from Israel? This is so stupid. This is so inconsequential. And it's like, okay.
Well, it's like, because the war ain't over, babe.
The war ain't over. But also, are you all suddenly like Time Magazine super fans? Like, where is this coming
right.
from?
Right.
Like, no one cares about print media anymore. It's great that right. people are talking about it. It makes me so happy. But it's like, why are you pretending that this is something that is really going to affect your life as an average internet user? But the other thing is, if they were to do someone involved in the Israel-Palestine conflict as their person of the year, it would have to be Netanyahu. Because
based on what the actual implications of this award means.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right. What, based on the, it's not even an award, it's just a designation based on the criteria and based on their track record. Like, they would have to, if that is the
most... be like, sorry, winners win. No, I have to cut that, but...
No, it's like the... if this is the most important thing going on in the world right now, and there's one person who is, you know,
dictating
the most
consequential narrative.
Part of it, it would be yeah. him, you know,
yep.
like,
yep.
So, and if that had happened, those same people would be pissed off that they gave it to Netanyahu. So it's just one of those things, and why I love media and news, because you can't please everyone and you just have to make peace with it. And it's always going to, no matter what, if you're pissing people off, you're doing it the right way. But I don't know. I guess the kind of the message of her being person of the year is about this capitalism narrative of how she, Beyonce, yeah. and Barbie boosted the economy over the summer. That was like, that's been a big talking point. And whether it's feminist or not feminist, or whether that even matters, I think that Beyonce and Taylor Swift's work is, it's almost boring to talk about if art is feminist or not, because that's not the point. But
yeah.
I didn't think Barbie was that feminist. Did you?
Well, I thought it was feminist in a, I think, less overt way than maybe it appears to be. I thought it was feminist because it simply centers the female characters and it's not about like getting with a man.
Yeah, but
what's that? It's not about the Betrimal. It's like there's a lot of just women. The story's about women and woman. I mean, although Pearl on our Bachelor episode did make a good point.
Do you mean
point.
The Bechdel test?
Yeah.
The Betrimal.
Spotify warped. This is, that's what I'm saying. No Adderall. I get the words wrong all of a sudden. I know Russian on Adderall, Alf Adderall. I'm like, the Benjamin test. It's like, do you like this eggs Benedict? But I want to just to take back some of the that prickly Scorpio truth I dropped last app, just, you know, withholding its death. What's interesting though is Beyonce, Scorpio moon, Taylor, Scorpio rising, Margot Robbie, if I remember correctly, Scorpio, new moon, sun, moon, Scorpio. I think she was a double Scorpio. That is the women taking back power is definition Scorpio power. It's like, okay, we'll take like the capital world you created and then we're going to like kill it and like recreate it as our own. That's it's incredible that all these powerful women are, of course, Scorpios.
I love that. But aren't we supposed to be, and this is why it's increasingly irrelevant whether stuff is feminist or not, aren't we supposed to be breaking apart capitalism in pursuit of feminism? Isn't this white feminism? Isn't taking part in capitalism as a woman just white feminism, which is supposed to be considered evil?
Well, number one,
it's girl boss. Like, aren't Taylor and Beyonce and Margot and Greta Gerwig just girl bosses? And I'm not saying I believe this or don't believe it.
I don't think that. I feel one way or another,
but this is why I'm confused by the conversation, because this was what the conversation was leading to for ever since Trump got in. It was like, it's all about intersectionality. We're supposed to be breaking down capitalism. The suffragettes were racist, like all of these things. And now we're like, oh, we're really happy that Taylor Swift made $1 billion. I'm like, huh?
So I took it. I know what you mean. To me, okay, there's multiple answers I have here. Answer number one is that, just speaking in terms of, is feminism connected to breaking down capitalism? That is maybe that's Patreon. I'd love to really get into that conversation. But my first instinct for that would just be to say, well, what happens when you put, I mean, there's also all those like headlines, like Taylor Swift is the first ethical billionaire. It's like, I do think we're not talking
about.
No,
people said that.
There's tons of stuff about that. You might've been at tea with Mums, but.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
No, there's tons of stuff about that. But what I do think is remarkable is that, unlike many of the billionaires that we've come to know and love, like when they're talking about the impact of Taylor on the economy, I mean, she gave every single person on her crew $100,000 bonus. She, yes, the tickets were expensive, but also I'm getting the impression from one of the articles I did read was, I'll find it, but it was really asking, like, is Taylor the first ethical billionaire? And it's like, did you know that in every single city that she has done, she has, and hasn't advertised this, she has found the, I believe it was like mostly like women's shelters or homeless shelters, but she has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to every single city that she went through's, like, I don't know if charity is the right word, but like community programs. She has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to not only to the businesses in that area, but she's actually donated to giving money away, which, yeah, I guess they all have, and you have to do it as a billionaire for taxes, whatever. But no, she does. She is caring a great deal about the people around her. And I don't know about trickle down feminism, but I'll tell you what, she's definitely trickle down economics. The first time I think we've ever seen it actually working. Everybody that is within her orbit is making more money and better off than when they started. So I think there's multiple conversations about feminism and capitalism and the intersection. I'll tell you what though, I have spent the last 10 years lying to myself. Like, I mean, I don't know how I feel about capitalism, but I've been telling everybody I'm anti-capitalist, and I don't know if that's true, because there's a part of me now that, as we sit here in overdraft trying to get our money out of the Patreon,
I know. Oh my God.
We could really fucking use the money. Like, it's like, okay, while we're in capitalism as a system, on some level, we do, like, we don't have a choice but to participate. I do think that one of the evolutions of capitalism that is why it's funny that trickle down joke is kind of trickling down through the pod, because Taylor is actually the first, I think, non-Republican example of it actually being put to use and working. And, you know,
no,
I don't
Oprah,
think
was, my mom says Oprah.
Well, that's a Patreon conversation I would love to have with mom.
Yeah.
Because there's also a lot of, you could also read a lot of stuff about Oprah that is deeply unflattering, where at the moment, a young Taylor doesn't have any sort of like scandal in her midst, other than she got played out by the Wests.
I read Kitty Kelly's book on Oprah, and Kitty Kelly is very muckraking. If it's there, she will find it. And she found everything that was supposed to be scandalous about Oprah, and I came away from it only liking Oprah more. I don't think Oprah's ever had a true scandal.
I would love to really read that, because I have, maybe, the haters have definitely confused me. Like, even there's a show on, Hulu that Oprah executive produced. Everybody watch it. It's wonderful. And it was very healing for me during these Zoom funeral days, but it was called Black Cake. It's great. Everything Oprah does from my perspective is dynamite. I think she's the GOAT, but there's a lot out there about her. And maybe that's, also just showing different eras. Those are haters, and there's different eras of women that come into power. But I think Taylor's power is what the article was about, way more than it was about money. I thought it was about power and love and actually finding happiness. And I think even if it's annoying to read that, like, you thought you were cancered, Tay, like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, that's annoying. But like, that is how she felt. And I know, I mean, even me, like when I say to people like, oh, I like failed at comedy, or if I even utter those words, everyone's like, no. I know that feeling of being like, I'm canceled. Then it's like, okay, Sarah, but maybe you canceled yourself. And it's like, okay, whatever. At the end of the day, I feel like a loser sometimes, and doesn't make me want to make art. So I think she was just speaking to her own creative process and her own creative experience. The other thing about Taylor too. Yeah, absolutely. Metal as hell is a dumbass thing to say, which so dumb in fact that I like it. But like, it's like, she didn't go to school. She was homeschooled. She was famous. Travis Kelce was singing Taylor Swift songs to girls for his first slow dances at Sweet 16s. She is a success on a level that maybe like only Justin Bieber can understand.
Yeah, totally. And I don't care if she's capitalist or not, because yeah, like you said, we all have to be
like, we're begging you to join the Patreon. What else can we say? Please join. Sorry if it's not constant streams of new episodes. Molly just had a baby. I'm literally putting the ha in hospice, but it's like for support. It's to support us. So we're going to try to support you with more apps, but it's also just like, if you want to support women doing work that you like, join the fucking Patreon. $5. We don't have it.
I can't believe you're not on Adderall right now.
That's what I'm saying. For weeks.
Whatever you're on, it's working. Sunshine, nothing. Florida.
I'm on naps.
Wow.
Sunrise naps in the 55 plus community is honestly my scene.
Yeah. She had a quote that was really, I loved it because it, confirmed my suspicion that Joe Alwyn is the supervillain of this story.
Oh,
really.
Yeah.
I can't find it now, but it was about not hiding anymore and supporting her guy or whatever, and him supporting her. Okay. So it all started. This was after the Metal as Hell quote. She explains how they went to the first game. By the time they went to the first game, they were already a couple. I think some people think they saw our first date at that game. We would never be psychotic enough to hard launch a first date. I don't know if I believe that. I think they both would be, and that's why I like them. But anyway, she says, when you say a relationship is public, that means I'm going to see him do what he loves. We're showing up for each other. Other people are there, and we don't care. The opposite of that is you have to go to an extreme amount of effort to make sure no one knows that you're seeing someone, and we're just proud of each other. So the implication is, and what we've always said, Alwyn, the ex, he it's not that he wasn't proud of her, but like, that's what it seemed like.
Well, it's just funny, like the irony. It's actually like Joe all loss.
Yes.
Joe putting all up, loser.
He was putting up L's left and right.
Yeah, all L's.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just really liked that quote. I'm happy for her. I'm happy that she can be a cornball in public with this really hot guy.
No, they are meant to be. So her article came out week after his newest article in, what was it, the Wall Street Journal came out. And I want to say, just per your point about print media, it broke my goddamn motherfucking heart when, in order to read the whole article, I had to sign up to be a paywall person of the Wall Street Journal for 50 cents a month.
50 cents. Oh, man.
Come on, patrons. We got a lot of 50 cents to pay.
That's
out.
Sad. The Wall Street Journal costs less than the Space Trash Patreon.
Yeah, man. It's a new world.
Damn. Well, they've got better advertisers. Let's say that. No offense to our advertisers, which is probably like Celexa and Toe Fungus Cream, but.
No, actually, one of the notes on my list was that based on when I listened back to make sure I cut all the things I was supposed to cut from our last episode, I actually did Google the special shoes that they were talking about right before the app. So it was helpful.
You know, we all get different ads on our podcast.
What?
Yeah, it's like, you know, curated to where you're located and your profile and things like that. So why I don't get the same ads as you.
Wow.
Did you get Bunyan shoes again?
Every damn day.
Those
dude.
Bunyan shoes are following you all over the internet.
These are like snow Bunyan shoes.
You better get them.
I think I should. But is that just the man? Is that just capitalism having its way with me? I want to be Taylor Strong about it.
No, it's capitalism.
The capital.
It's capitalism telling you. It's capitalism telling you. Capitalism knows that you're about to have a nasty bunion. It's brewing. It's fomenting right now, because the algorithm figured it out. And if you don't buy the shoes, it's only going to get worse. And then you're going to need surgery, like Meghan Markle.
I bought a Turkish towel the other day too.
What's a Turkish towel? It's a skinny towel.
No, it's like a towel, but it could also be a blanket. It could also be a scarf. And get this, it's sand repellent. Because my car right now looks like a motherfucking sandbox.
What do you mean it's sand repellent? It doesn't become one with sand if it contacts.
I'll send you the ad. I'll send you the ad. It's sand repellent. We'll see when it comes. We'll do a test. But I bought everything it and it was one of the ads.
Everything is sand repellent.
No. Towels specifically bring all the sand into the car.
Not if you shake it out.
Shake it out. Nah. No, actually, when I shake it out, it just gets back on my body. And I'm so sticky from the ocean that it's just, I'm basically just wearing a layer of sand everywhere.
What kind of car are you rocking down there in Florida?
I'm now a home owner with a Honda.
A home owner?
I'm a home owner with a Honda. And I have a Toyota also that doesn't work.
I think I destroyed
that 2 years ago. Yeah, it's a great car. I'm back, baby.
What kind of Honda
Death
is
becomes
it?
Becomes me.
Yeah, what kind of Honda is it?
It's a Civic.
I love a Honda Civic.
Perfect car for me. And it's one of those that has the camera when you're backing up. So like, I'm no longer going to ram into shit.
I know. That's the best. Listen, do you know what a Honda Civic costs in the UK?
What?
Like $40,000. I guess like they just don't import a lot of them over here because they're really expensive. And do you know what's really cheap here? Eastern European cars. Did you even know that anyone in Eastern Europe made a car?
I'm trying to think. I want to be like maybe Jaguars. There's Jaguars.
No, it's not Eastern European.
I just picture Eastern European people driving them like in LA.
Oh, yeah. No, like a Skoda. What country is Skoda from?
I never even heard of a goddamn Skoda.
It's Czech, a Czech Republic car maker.
No, I literally thought Skoda was like the Supreme Court.
Right. Skoda's Skoda copy. Like, yeah, Skoda. You would never see it over in the U.S. It's really weird that how different things are. But anyway, okay, let's wrap this up.
What I want to say is maybe we'll come back tomorrow or after the weekend, whatever. But a lot of our patrons specifically have asked me for more on our just opinions, but also about to go deeper with trailers, astrology. And okay. I did pull up some of the asteroids. You know, I love the bride, the groom, the union, the karma, the Isis, the Osiris, the Eros. So I'm ready. I'm prepared to do a deep dive on their like karma. Karma is astrology.
Okay.
Singing
so we're going to do
song
that
on key. Yeah. A little. So anyway, hit the Patreon for more on just deep diving the thing. I also want to talk on the Patreon about Taylor and Kim a little bit more. And I want to talk about Dave Portnoy. Is he in love with Kim? His deep hatred of her is so transparent to me. I looked at their charts together. So I want to talk about that a little bit.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Oh my God. I'll send you some of the stuff. That's what's haunting my grid other than just Palestine. It's like literally like him being like that nasty scoundrel fucked with Taylor Swift one too many times. It's like, yo, Dave, he just calls her like a disgusting, like big ass pig 1,000 times. It's insane, dude. He's obsessed with her and he's like being a fucking asshole about it. And I guess that's like the barstool way, but it's like, yo, dude, like you have such small dick energy here and it's so fucking weird.
I'm a devotee of the Bethany podcast. Well, she has like three podcasts and they're all terribly branded and I'm obsessed with all of them. I listen to everything that she puts out.
Yeah, I like
her. She's in sort of a one-sided feud with Dave Portnoy right now because he called Raquel Leviss a trash bag and Bethany.
Dude, what's wrong with him?
I know. It's like, who, why do you even care enough about that to call someone a trash bag? Like, we've talked, I mean, we care. We talked about it for hours, but we never called anyone involved a trash bag. It's like nasty.
It's not even like, it's just not even a way that we talk. Right. It's like,
yeah,
that's,
but that guy's
so
a dick. I
us.
Mean, that's his thing. It doesn't even, like, you know.
I'll tell you what, speaking of Cumtown, I did enjoy the clip where they had him on and Adam's like, what are like some of the gay thoughts you've had? And he gets like so upset. He's like, I've never had a gay thought. And like, this is such funny. He got like really, really upset, which is just like the gayest shit I've ever heard. Also on the list of things that we just might want to just touch on the Patreon because it's fun. Jamie Spears lost a leg. Selena Gomez hard launches her new boyfriend, Bieber's friend, but I can't find it on her Instagram profile. So kind of confused.
She's cranky about it.
Whoa. I also am just falling in love. Okay, that's the list. Join because there's so much more. Join because there's so much more to discuss.
Yeah, there's much more to discuss. Jamie Spears, his karma is beginning to affect him,
look,
I guess.
Look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, he's the new Tiny Tim.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. No, but it's like karma is a, karma is a Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
Everybody,
one leg, Jamie Spears, one leg.
It's really
Jesus.
After 5 failed knee surgeries, that's like him telling Britney to get up and dance and whipping her. It's like, sorry about your knees now, Dad. It's like, instead of Britney's knees like going out, it's like his knees actually are taking the karma.
He did say he is
rehearsals.
He did say he is Britney Spears. So, I hope he's got a couple nasty C-section scars too.
Oh, and I just think, yeah, happy birthday, Brittany. Your daddy lost a leg.
I know. What a great Sagittarius season.
Such
Taylor
a great
Swift's person
season.
Of the year. Britney Spears' dad loses a leg.
So good.
Everything's coming up, Sag.
And it should. That tis the season.
Yeah. Next, Miley Cyrus is going to not have to go on tour again. I don't know. Something good will happen. I loved that when she was... when she was like, listen, I don't like touring. I don't want to do it. It's like she, because people forget she's a Nepo baby and she doesn't have to do any of this shit. She is literally every day of work we get out of Destiny Hope Cyrus is a blessing. And she doesn't owe it to us. She doesn't need the money. She doesn't need the fame. She's just hanging out in someone's backyard barefoot, really dirty. And whenever she feels like doing something, we're lucky she does.
But that's why there's something about those dads or moms that started the Nepo train in the first place. Cause it's like, how did they know to name her Destiny? How on the nose?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
her freaking destiny, Sag.
Is there anything else you want to say about the astrology of this moment? Why Taylor is, I love, by the way, that Taylor was the person of the year and not someone related to war, because we're all talking about the war. I don't want to see any more about the war. We can also think about nice things as well. It's sad and awful. And we're all, like,
I
up to our eyeballs in it all day, and it's fine to also think about something nice for a little bit.
Well, I feel like it was nice less than even thinking about the war. I hate being online. Like, I'm sorry if I don't get back to your messages, and I'm sorry if I don't even see shit you post me in, unless I'm posting the Space Trash podcast, a sunrise, a sunset, or an obituary of a family member. Okay. I as of my late family members, I am thinking less and less and less about the war and more and more and more about what a pathetic person I am for not posting about the war.
I know. I know.
Fuck off.
I just have to keep reminding myself I'm not going to post.
I am
my
not
way.
An internet crusader other than for the Space Trash podcast. Let it be known.
Yeah,
Space Trash podcast is my religion.
People are not following me for my like geopolitical hot takes, you know, and it's,
dude, totally. And if you need me, someone who's been living off the grid for all this time, to, well, you want to know the real truth, and maybe this I shouldn't even say, obviously ceasefire hypothetically is a thing, but it's like, there's not gonna be a ceasefire. Like,
yeah,
there's not gonna be one. That's such a stupid thing to, yes, hypothetically, obviously I want to post the menorah from the New York Times that says ceasefire. That is the vibe, that is my wish. But in terms of like war, it's not realistic.
Yeah, it's not going to move the needle.
It's that's like, yes, showing that Americans aren't just Trump voters. That's like the whole point.
Yeah, but also, oh, God, we don't need to get into this. Like
we don't need to get into it. We have good hearts and we want peace in the Middle East for sure. I
yeah,
have us
exactly.
On record for that. Yeah, obviously peace. It's all fucked up. But if Netanyahu gets Time Person of the Year, it still might be good journalism. And that has nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, because Person of the Year isn't a value judgment. It's not good Person of the Year. It's Person of the Year. This year is defined by this person. I think this year is defined maybe by Taylor Swift in the U.S.
It absolutely is. Well, one of the things that the article did say, which I was like, wow, this is all too true. Is that a name of one of her songs? It was like, how many times this year, how many days this year? It's actually easier to try to think of the days that she didn't come up. How many times has she been in your mouth in a conversation? How many times have you actually watched performances of? I have actually gone down the Watching Eras Tour sets. Like, she has fascinated me. Like, and I have wept at my little tiny screen. And I have, she got me. She
and you
captured
sent me
my
pictures.
Attention.
You sent me videos of her dancing, and that was unforgivable.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess the other thing about Taylor, which no one is saying, but I think part of why she is this like low key feminist hero is because like, even in the article, she says, she's like, I've never been a good dancer and like choreography is not my strong suit. It's like, how can she still be bad? And their costumes are all kind of like, I hate the leg out look. It doesn't look good. Like, I think it's charming that she actually still, as cool as she is, remains uncool.
I know. Money can't buy coolness, I guess.
Money can't buy cool. And that's what I tell my anti-capitalist self every damn day. You know what, Sarah? You don't have capital, but you do have a cool. And that's metal as hell.
That's great. I think that's a great place to end it on. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. I have to go and hold my baby. She's fussing.
Metal as hell mommyhood.
Yeah. And we're going to do the Taylor Travis deep dive. In the coming days or weeks.
Yeah, this relationship's not moving fast. It's actually been moving through all the millennia and the centuries from times past, and it's happening at the perfect pace.
They're literally the like same person. It's also great because they're both millennials at the top of their field, and millennials are now emerging as the corny cringe generation. Like, everyone younger than us thinks that we're all Disney adults and Harry Potter adults. So for these two to be, you know, coming to fruition at this time is really appropriate too. We all need to be more okay with not being cool because we're not anymore. So it's perfect.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.